Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott. And Sarah, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Thank you, Shaquan. I always love to get the chance to visit with my Dallas County neighbors.
Absolutely, and we have quite a bit of things to go over here today, so we'll just jump into it. So first of all, it looks like public school districts will be receiving a 2% state supplemental aid for next year. Now, are you happy with where the final percentage landed, and would you like to see more added to that? And can you tell us about how much new money 2% SSA is for the school districts overall, and then adding that to the overall education budget?
Yeah, so the legislature is supposed to get school funding done in the first 30 days, and that has not happened, which is frustrating for school districts. They've got a plan for the year, they've got to set their budgets, and they also have to decide if they need to raise property taxes. So that's one of the things that's going on with a 2% increase. Most things are increasing in cost at a much higher rate. So we all know going to the grocery store, whatever we're buying, it's a lot higher this year than last year. So 2% is falling behind the rising cost. So it's not enough. And what that means is half of Iowa school districts are going to be put in a position where they either need to cut teachers and staff, or they're going to have to raise local property taxes to be able to maintain last year's budget and just kind of keep going and hold on at that level. And so that is called the budget guarantee. That's an opportunity that public schools have if state funding means they're going to have less next year than they did this year. So that's a lot of school districts. My kids go to a school district that will be in that situation. So the increase that we're seeing, when you talk about the total numbers, it sounds big and impressive, but it really is $157 per student. That's all the schools are getting in new money. And everything's costing more. Teacher salaries need to increase. You know, that's really important to hold on to our great educators. And that's going to make it really hard for schools to be able to offer a 3% salary increase with only 2% new money from the state. So we are going to see cuts, not just at the schools that are kind of at that position where they're not going to be able to have a better budget next year than they did this year, but every school is going to be cutting. Just know when your schools are communicating to you about programs that won't be offered, or educators who are being asked to retire early, or positions that are going unfilled, it's because of what's happening at the state level. And in debate, when I brought up my concern saying $157 new money per student is just not enough, I was told this is the best we can do because we don't have any more money for our public schools. Well, at the same time, next year, the private school vouchers are going to increase to about $330 million of new money going to that program. And so that's a lot of money going out the door for the wealthiest, because at that point, there will be no income restrictions. It will be for anyone who already goes to private school. They can get that state money to pay their tuition. And so that's not really getting us anything new. And it is taking away from our public schools.
Well, thank you for going over all of that. Now let's switch gears here to Senate File 619 that would allow Iowa to get economic reserve funds each year to be used for disaster recovery efforts in areas where the governor issues a disaster proclamation. Now, this passed the Senate 47-0. Now, given the devastating tornado that happened last year in Greenfield, what are benefits do you think of this bill?
So this is the new reality that we're in. The climate is changing. We're seeing more catastrophic storms, tornadoes, flooding, straight line winds, all kinds of things that are causing some significant property damage and threats to the lives of our neighbors. Even in Iowa, we have our own threats that we're facing. And so I think it's a good thing to have a fund and to be planning for those disasters because they're happening more and more. Now, one of the challenging things is we can't just respond to the disasters. We also need to be thinking about how we prevent. So are there things we can do in terms of our development and building codes to build houses that can stand up and buildings that can stand up to those forces? How do we plan better so that we're not creating more flooding problems. Because, you know, if the water's rushing downstream, all those folks downstream are in really big trouble when you get those catastrophic rains. And I think everybody has experienced some pretty significant increases in their insurance costs. So whether you own a business or you're a homeowner or you just have auto insurance, you're seeing those premiums go up. And some folks are having a harder time finding coverage and then getting paid when there's damage. And so in this bill, there's also some provisions to try to address. We've seen just a rise in some predatory contractors showing up after a storm, and maybe they don't do a good job, or maybe they do some funny business with the insurance pieces. Putting some guidelines around insurance adjusters and appraisers, try to make the process more fair for people. But, you know, we've got some really big challenges when it comes to insuring our properties, not just in Iowa, but all over the country. And, you know, so while this offers some help and this offers some response, we've also got to be thinking bigger picture about, you know, how do we prevent as well? And how do we look at these issues maybe a little bit differently to make a model that works better? Because the model that we have right now is starting to fall apart in response to these big storms. And we can't leave Iowans without that support. And so, yeah, it gives some immediate assistance, which we definitely need, but we've also got to start working on it in a bigger way.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone-Garriott. And Sarah, now House File 928 was passed by the Senate after previously passing the House earlier in the session, which makes several changes to how and when an election recount can happen. So can you explain what you believe are the most important changes to how the system currently operates? The main argument against one of the changes of putting control of the recount process solely in the hands of the auditor's office instead of appointing an individual ensures that their interests are being handled. So what do you say to that as well?
So I've been in a unique position. I have run 3 times and I've had recounts for those races. And so the way it currently works for a recount is that each of the campaigns appoints an individual to represent them and be part of that recount process. I mean, these people are literally doing the work. And then there is a third person that both campaigns agree on, somebody independent to be part of that committee. And then those 3 people, they really do the recount. So it's a huge responsibility, really important. But it also is an opportunity for these campaigns to work together, because your adversaries in the campaign, but then you need to just make sure that things were done fairly. And so it truly is an audit of the election. And so the county auditors who run the elections, I really don't think should be the ones who are responsible for auditing their own work. You know, the county auditors are very much present in a recount and they're very much a part of it. But you have those independent people and the representatives of the campaigns who are doing this work. So county auditors are partisan. They're elected. Their staff work for them. And while there are some provisions to have different political, you know, identities represented, just because somebody's of the same political party doesn't mean they have the candidate's best interest at heart. And so I think for trust, it was important. The system we had was good because you trusted your person and they had to work together. So I am concerned about this change. It is going to make things different. We want to make sure that people have trust in our election process. And one of the most amazing things about going through a recount is that the folks who are on those committees, they're like, wow, we have such a great system. There's so much integrity. We really appreciate how it works. And they see that firsthand. And then they can speak to that in the public. And it does help people feel better about the outcome of the election.
Again, that is Iowa Senator out of District 14. Sarah Trone-Garriott joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. It's part one, as we will continue the conversation tomorrow for part two, so make sure you join us then. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.